Sorry.
And I'll take two.
Ugh.
It'll be horrible.
Turn off the fan so you can.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop dooting.
Hello.
Hi. I like your new dooting, man.
I'm sorry, I'm going to get dehydrated if I don't drink tons of water and shit.
Why are you echoing?
Bad cow.
Wow.
I'm not echoing, just to you.
Oh, that was...
Stinks.
That recording is going to be amazing when we call our gals.
Well, I'm waiting for Deborah to pick up. Jesus,
are you still sick from the kale?
No, thank God it was only one day of constant dutying.
What did you eat with the kale? Did you not wash it off?
I washed it. No, I always wash it, and it's pre-chopped anyway, but I still wash it.
Pre-chopped?
Yeah, you ever try to chop kale? It's a pain in the ass.
It's not that hard.
Listen, I get the same kale every time, but I noticed the next day that, well, the day of the duty, that the kale smelled. And I asked Griselda, I said, Griselda, is kale supposed to smell? She said, no, kale is not supposed to smell. Throw it out. I threw it out, and I'm just, but then I realized when I dutied later, because I started cramping, that I thought, you know what, the kale must have been bad the day before, and I didn't notice the smell. The smell.
That happened to me before.
Did it? Well, now we have
the baby kale. It smelled really bad, and I googled it, and I was like, it's supposed to smell like that? And they're like, no, throw it away.
See? Did you duty?
No, I didn't eat it. It made me gag. It smelled like feta cheese.
Mm-hmm. See, mine goes in a smoothie, so it's easy to just throw it on in.
Did you get a coupon?
No, but we can call. They're open. I got.
Are you serious, man? If that would have happened to me, I would have got like a $200 gift card.
I, you know what? It didn't even occur to me, honestly. But Albertson's, where I got it, is still open.
Okay. Well, my grandson got some kale the other day.
Right, granddaughter. Yeah. She's lesbian.
Okay.
I have to play the clip though. So here we go.
And I'll take two. Be horrible.
Turn the fan off.
Turn off the fan so.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ugh. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's 98 fucking degrees outside. I'm going to get dehydrated if I don't drink tons of water and shart more. Bad kale. Phew. Stinks.
What's my life?
I feel like there's more. Mover. Phew. Oh my God, it's really getting to me, the smell. Ugh. Usually I like my own dung smell. Mm-mm. God, am I bloaterous? Fucking awful. Jesus Christ. Holy shice. This is horrible. Oh!
Mm-mm-mm.
Does it ever end?
Dang.
Did you isolate all this?
That was deep. No, I didn't.
You must. You gotta add it into the cycle.
I need Francisco Frankenmeyer von Frankenstein to do it.
The fuck was in me?
No.
Yeah, that was it. You like that, Deborah?
Yeah. You sound like one of those porn videos you're showing.
Mm-hmm. Do I? What's this, Duty?
Debbie.
Yeah.
Man, did you listen to our last scrum?
Yeah.
Did you love? What was your favorite port?
Yeah.
You like us calling about the Sylvia Cruz?
Mm-hmm. Well, not really that part. I can't remember on
what.
Oh, the dead Sylvia. Well, yeah. See, okay, yeah, I did listen to it. It was very funny, but you got to realize I was delirious from Kale Duty.
So well, you should listen again.
I'm just remembering that, but I'm realize it's kind of like a semi dream state.
Did you smoke the kale, Major? I mean.
Sylvia's dead. Yeah, I remember the part where she said, "Is she deceased?"
She went.
That was pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
She made this squeaking sound like she couldn't talk.
I'm pretty sure, though, that the black call center.
Pardon my ignorance, but.
What?
Is she? What did she say?
Can we talk about Seymour Rappaport for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Madge, I would like to know if you've ever used this alias. Because it sounds kind of Jewish.
I thought that was Bill Cosby's alias.
Yeah, it's Bill Cosby, but it sounds kind of Jewish. Are you sure he didn't take it from you when, you know, you were having, you know, the thing done with the thing from him?
It wasn't one of my Adam Curry aliases, like Cookie Birnbaum.
Cookie Birnbaum?
What was
that?
The name I used to call her? Remember? Cookie something or other. It was my fake name for Adam Curry that I used to use. Cookie something. Not Birnbaum, but...
Cookie. That's a good
that
name.
Back before the lawsuit or something, you couldn't say the name?
Mm-hmm.
Good name for a doge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Normal.
Cookie, what was it? Cookie, some of the old-time listen turds would know.
Cookie Small Tits, maybe?
No, that would be your name.
Oh, thanks.
I love how Apple Music doesn't
work. You
need
to oil that door, girl.
I'm trying to cue up a very special song because we have... you know that this is a special day, right? We just had a very special event occur.
Wow.
It's a memorial grum.
Yeah. Well, I did want to talk about it.
Do you know who died, Gerald?
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the
Prius.
Oh.
So we were talking about what?
I thought we were going to talk about the Prius. What happened? I don't understand.
The Prius is a piece of shit.
Bobby Come Christina on. Died.
It's...
Yes.
No.
Bobby Christina. So this is a song.
Here she is, boys! Here she is, world! Here's Rose! Curtain up! Light the light! Play it, boys! You either got it, or you ain't!
I'm dead.
Some people got it and make it pay. Some people can't even give it away. This people's got it and this people's spreading it around. You either have it or you've had it.
I'm dead. Welcome to heaven, Bobby Christina. It's me,
I'm
Whitney.
Ready or not, he
Mama's smoking crack.
Mama's moving on. Mama's all alone. Mama doesn't care.
Mama's dead like you.
Mama's got the stuff. Mama's letting go. Mama. Mama's got the stuff. Mama's gotta move. Mama's gotta go. Mama.
I'm dead.
Mama's gotta let go.
Yeah.
Why did I do it? Why did it get me? Scrapbooks full of me in the background. Give them love, and why does it get you? Why yeah. does it get you? One quick yeah. look as each of them leaves you.
Crack whore. Yeah.
All your life, and why does it get you? Dance a lot, out with the garbage. They take vows, and you're back to zero.
Are we doing a grammar with us?
This is
I had a dream. I dreamed it for you,
Bobby.
It wasn't for me, Herbie.
Bobby.
And if it wasn't for me, then where would you be?
Miami.
Miss Gypsy Rose Lee. Well, someone tell me, when is it my turn? Don't I get a dream for myself? Starting now, it's gonna be my turn. Gangway world, get off of my runway. Starting now, I bat a thousand. This time, boys, I'm taking the vows. And everything's coming up roses. Everything's coming up roses.
People always go to the restroom when they think something's wrong with them. They don't care what it is. I think that's why Elvis died in the restroom. Judy Garland died in the restroom. We just seemed to want to go to the restroom. I mean, I didn't feel like I had to do anything. I just wanted to...
And she's dead. Hello?
Yeah.
Here she is, boys!
What?
Here she is, world!
Deborah. What happened?
So, how dare you hang up on me?
You fucking
I didn't hang
cunt.
Up on you. You hung up on me.
No,
you're right.
You're both gone.
Well, she hung up. Music
oh, was... I like the music.
Oh.
I did not ruin my Sunday night to
oh,
listen
fuck
to
off.
That bullshit.
You don't. You know what's bullshit? Listening to you for the 800th time talking to an abortion.
Stop it.
I don't have a problem.
You don't have a problem. You don't?
I don't have a problem getting donations for my program. How much donations do you get for your program?
No one likes me, and I'm ugly and old. Oh, wait. No, I'm 25. Beautiful.
Stupid bitch. Blah, blah, blah. You're dumb. You're a whore. I was very upset at this clip that somebody's pretending I recorded a long time ago. I think I'll play it if it doesn't bother Cheryl too much. I know Cheryl doesn't like anything recorded.
Play it out.
Let's see.
Where is it? It's in my Dropbox.
Starting now, honey. Everything's coming up.
You know what, Deborah? I have to say something. I seriously do need to think because being at the huh? At the what do you call it? Not the verge of death. How do you say it?
Death's door.
Yeah, being at death's door due to kale, and it got me thinking. And I really enjoy Deborah's musical interludes a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, so you
I really
like Madonna.
Do. I don't like Madonna. I like I like Deborah's musical interludes, and if that happens to be Madonna, then I like Deborah's musical interlude.
Well, I like when they're louder
made out of
than,
Madonna.
Than the calls, so you've got the audio turned up so that you can hear the calls. Yeah.
You see, the thing
and
is,
then all of a sudden, kabam!
You have to learn to
blow out your speakers.
I used the new compressor this time, though, so it was powerful.
You have to respect an artist.
Speakers of my Simmerin many times.
And then Cher was the one. Oh, you need to remove the audio. It's horrible.
No.
Remember that, Cheryl?
There's a difference between recorded and listening to a goddamn turkey singing at the top of its lungs. Very rude.
That was,
very rude.
What are you talking about, turkey?
Turkey.
What turkey?
Nothing. I don't know.
I'm confused.
I know you weren't talking about Ethel Merman.
No, definitely not. Okay.
You see coming up roses.
See, the thing is, Cheryl, Deborah is, you have to respect an artist for what they are most passionate about.
I'm most passionate about pussy.
No, you're not an artist. You're a disgusting whore. I'm talking about Deborah. Deborah is very passionate about her.
You see the prints I left on the
auto-tuned music. And it's actually quite well done and well produced.
Man,
I don't care about your flinging your duty. Here.
You see the difference, Nick. I went to this modern museum, man.
Shut up. Let me play this clip.
There was a white wall, and I made these prolapse prints all over the wall. Duty, piss, and a little bit of blood.
All right.
And people thought it was art.
All right, well, then you're an artist. Okay, now let me play the clip, Miss, for your art.
You see the difference, Nate. The difference is that she, at least, has the ambition to create a video and edit it and put it out and make a viral video. You, on the other hand, are lazy and fat.
I'm lazy.
So maybe your New Year's resolution will be to take your panty pooping energy.
Listen here, you little... You little ground up little
now,
nigger.
Nate,
let me
you
tell you something, you goddamn little piece
what?
Of shit, spick faced nigger whore. Let me tell you something, you goddamn filthy bitch. I've been working my ass on this show for 5 fucking years, and in 10 shows I'll do goddamn 1,000 shows. How many shows have you done, you stupid fucking cunt? Yeah.
Not even 90.
Yeah.
No,
copying every goddamn expression I say, you filthy little bitch. I will kick your ass sideways into the curb. And I made your fucking video about something nobody cares about.
Okay.
Fat fucking 80s bitches. Nobody cares. I told you to do a song parody of Lady Gaga, and you're like, no, nobody cares. You stupid fucking cunt. Why don't you go fuck yourself sideways with a goddamn pitchfork? What else you got?
Did you have an accident this week, Nate?
I did, actually.
No?
Okay,
oh, shit. You did it?
Anyway, you get the point. The point is that I was...
You have accidents all the time, man.
The point is that I was edited unfairly. They made me say things that I clearly didn't say.
You.
It's just like that Sandra Bland
thing.
Wait
a minute.
What?
Was that when you were on the XM?
This was 5 years ago, so that would have been 2010.
The audio sounds very radio quality.
Yeah.
Well, I used a different... I used
different money.
No, I used a physical compressor like then. I left it in Chicago. I just don't
know. The thing
is,
man.
It's like an actual.
That reminded me, though, that when you get crabby, it's because you haven't had an accident in a while. And it's a good point. You've been crabby for a while.
No, but in that recording, you said, I've been crabby because I have had an accident.
Otherwise, you have not had an accident. I said, have you had?
But I don't want nobody having any accidents.
At the bathhouse.
I don't go to the bathhouse.
Why is my dog using like 35% of the CPU?
Your dog.
The dog.
You have a duck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So I'm using Ustream Producer today instead of Wirecast.
Oh, yeah, it sounds better.
I did a little experiment, and I don't even want to say because I don't want to knock on wood, but I'm just going to try it this way.
Yeah.
It's cool for girls. There's a Wirecast 6, but I couldn't get the legal version of it to work properly.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was legal. I mean, I paid for it.
Did you get the illegal one?
It should just be, working perfectly.
Oh, I don't ever not pay for things, so,
I have my
here are over 5
dumbass.
What?
I've got my Creative Cloud. I pay $70 a month.
Creative Cloud.
Adobe Creative Cloud.
That, you know what? I am so annoyed by all that fucking software. Everybody wants you to pay a monthly fee for software and be fucking broke. I can't pay fucking shit. I have fucking my rent. I've got $400 in fucking Obamacare. You think I'm going to pay for some goddamn bullshit software I can get for fucking free?
I mean, paid.
I use the GIMP. I don't use.
GIMP.
You get a discount if you have a lamp.
You can't call me that, man. Just because I'm disabled.
I call you Chuckin. Stupid SB. CW, stupid bitch cunt whore. No, I'm in a very angry mood, but it's not. My mood gets worse every week, but it's because I'm having financial issues, and
you
need
have
money.
Someone special in your life that can relieve your leops.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm not going to discuss that. What I am going to discuss is that.
But man,
what?
As Phil would say, when is the last time? You know, Ukraine.
None of your goddamn business.
it's the wisdom of Phil.
Well, Phil can ask me and I'll answer him.
Yeah. He won't.
But that's Phil.
I don't believe you.
Why did I do it? Why did it get me?
I took
Bobby Christina, dead and, you know.
So anyway. What did you do this?
Bobby Christina, been dead for like 2 months. I mean, come on.
So I was late because my father wanted to have a cigar. He wanted to have a cigar walk with me. So I did.
What? He asked you if you liked women.
I thought he was going to offer me money, but he didn't.
Well, why didn't you ask? Your family.
Oh, because the well's done dried up, I think.
Well,
I don't know, you know, I mean, silly me, you know, my parents are senior citizens, and I don't know, I guess they think it makes maybe more sense to pay for chemo medication instead of my loser life.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know, it's just a thought, you know, might be a better idea for them to spend $700 a month on chemo than me.
Yeah, and maybe no
selfish,
cigar,
though.
Though.
Is that
maybe
selfish?
Maybe no cigar, though.
Well, listen.
You know what I mean?
He says that he's got to have his, you know.
I got to have something.
Yeah.
He's
doing good, though, you know.
Well, that's good.
But unfortunately, that can't. You know, he's a senior, and they fucking have Medicare. They have all the secondary, all the crap. He still has to pay $700 a month for fucking chemo.
Doesn't make sense.
For the drugs. Like, what the fuck is that, Cheryl?
Go to Mexico?
Well,
she went to Mexico in that movie.
I wouldn't know anything about being an old woman as I am 24.
But you have 3/4 of a lung.
Well.
Oh, and I wanted to point out in that clip I played, you had done 90 shows in 2010.
You know how many I've done now?
How many?
90.
Two. And because you're lazy, and I edited them basically for you and put them on my gram.
No, that doesn't count, Debra. It only counts if they're on whorehole.org. No. Why did I do it? What did it get me?
Well, who cares about whorehole.org? It's stupid.
So it turns out this is the most successful thing in my life at the moment, and this is pathetic.
No, this is not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
you care? What about your business?
It sucks.
Wow. You're just trying to do tech support for old people. Is that what you're doing? And blacks.
Mm-hmm. Blacks, mostly.
The good thing about it is you can always be like, oh, the computer's dead, and then they just give it to you. I'll recycle it for you.
Why would I want their old shitty computers?
Well, if
you see, back for sorry.
Yeah. A lot of times they have good computers, they just get a virus.
Compaq.
I hate Windows, and Windows 10 is coming out, isn't it?
Oh, it's gorgeous, though. I love Windows 7 and Windows 8.
Gorgeous.
Is it expensive to upgrade to Windows 10?
It's free.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's that bad, man.
No, it's not, you bitch.
Is it really free for everyone?
Yeah, it's free for everybody except businesses for the first year, I think.
It's everything in app.
No, it looks gorgeous. I mean, I'm happy with Windows 8, but I use it for gaming, so on the Mac, you know.
Do Do you use the boot camp camp?
Windows 8 is the worst.
I think it's fine.
Well, you're retarded.
So if you don't, like, if
probably different for you, because the UV rays probably burnt your screen in, honey, from the tanning bed, and it just makes it look different.
So, Deborah, if you if you don't have a Windows at all, is Windows 8 still Windows 10 free?
No.
You gotta have some form of Windows so you can upgrade from it to the new version.
What if you don't? What if you just got?
I think you can get it. I think I can give you my Windows 7 key and it'll work.
Oh, okay.
Because I used it for one girl and she was able to do it. Then another girl was able to do it before.
Oh, actually, they're paying you for this tech support.
Actually, I do.
No, because listen, and what's so amazing is the Windows 7 version that I got it free when it first came out. Because I signed up for that Steve Ballmer executive party and told him I was having a party for the release of Windows 7. So I have, if anybody wants to buy it, I sell it to you for like $700. But I have the signed edition, Steve Ballmer edition.
Why the fuck would anybody want Steve Ballmer? You got fucking fired.
But yeah.
But, okay.
But yeah, I signed up, told him I was going to have a party and everything. And they sent me all that shit. They sent me Windows 7 napkins and everything. Table mats.
You mean people had Windows parties?
I thought you were an asshole.
I am, but I need Windows 7. You know, back then you needed it for certain applications.
She needs everything.
Yeah.
So I do have a Windows 8 key. I forgot. I have an educational version. I forgot.
Well, then there you go. You got it.
Zoom.
No, God, no.
I got a Zoom.
Listen to my grums.
The first iPod ever.
I actually used duct tape and attached the Zoom to my balloon.
How to make it look normal.
I noticed in that movie, in that nice grum Cheryl told me about humans, they use Windows phones.
Can we talk about
this? And the tablet. Though?
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
I'm just confused. So in a society, in the future, whatever it is, where you have artificial... humans are calling basically.
Why do you have Windows phones?
I still have a fucking iPad and a Windows phone.
An iPad phone.
Windows tablet.
No, it was, it was a Windows tablet, right. Yeah.
What?
The current generation. Oh, yeah, that's not.
I think
it makes no sense. Product placement.
Yes, product placement.
And if you listen, if you look, so when she has the iPad, they don't, they keep the Apple on there. Paid. The Microsoft tablet. They keep it on there, paid. When she's on the Mac laptop, not the, when she's on the Air, they show the Apple. But when she's on the 15-inch Pro that one time, or no, when the other guy is, he's on the 15-inch Pro, they shopped out the Apple. I said, oh, didn't get paid that time.
Do they have to pay the company, or does the company pay them a certain amount?
No, Apple gets paid. Apple's the only one that gets paid, I think. The rest of them.
Why wouldn't they pay the...
No, Apple doesn't get paid. It's the other way around.
Well, no, no. I'm sorry. Maybe it's Apple doesn't pay at all, I think. Apple's the only company, I think, that never pays. They'll just loan the computer if they ask. Now, Windows pays.
Loan a computer.
You know, they'll give it to you for the shot.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yes, I'm telling you. I remember reading about it.
No, okay.
The Apples and the computers, that was the reason.
Yeah, all right.
Because Apple never pays. See, Apple doesn't pay for product placement.
You're wrong.
Well, here it is. Apple gets free product placement in TV. It's just Google. Apple doesn't pay for product placement.
Ridiculous.
It's the top thing.
Asses. Now,
because
that
people
rum,
want it because it looks
that
futuristic.
That grum is on tonight. I can't wait. So good.
Can we just end this grum so we can watch it?
Now, my thing is...
Yeah,
okay, I don't want to be a spoiler. This won't be too big.
No,
of a spoiler.
Don't.
No, I'm going to say it. It ain't too big. Why is the little boy, or the boy, next to the shed when daddy's with the girl? You know what scene I'm talking about?
Because he raped him.
What? Are we talking about the same Grum?
You don't remember that man? Sherry, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. He's in the shed because... he was raped by Danny, and he's got a hole, and he's bleeding.
Oh, the robot Grum, yeah.
Yeah, the robot Grum, Botan Gilbo.
What was the question?
Well, I don't hear static.
Not my problem. I don't hear it.
Debbie?
I don't hear it.
Me?
Okay. So you're in.
I don't think that's me.
What?
I don't hear it. I don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, that ain't me.
So what was the issue with the shed now that I...
Hold on.
Oh, you stop it, Mitch.
What? What did she say?
The shed. I don't know. Now that I know what scene you're talking about, I would like for you to repeat what the issue was.
Oh, I thought I was hearing music.
Really?
But you know what it is? It was the fucking yeast radio.
Yeah, it was your own fault.
Okay, my bad.
I'm making some tea.
Mazel tov. Deborah, can you please tell me again?
What now?
The thing about the guy in the shed. What were you saying? I missed it.
Oh, okay. So he goes in the shed to check out the girl, you know?
At the school, yeah.
From the accident, from the school.
Yeah.
And then the boy comes up and he's like, all nervous looking. And he's by the door and holding the door handle. Oh, you remember God. That?
No.
Not really.
Oh.
But I'm senile, so what do I know?
Because he was masturbating.
Oh, is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he gets the hots for her, and he makes his dick get warm.
What about Vera, though? Don't you love that mean robot is Vera, the nurse?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, that was... And then she broke the girdle.
She broke the girdle?
Yeah, remember he placed the girdle over her so she couldn't get out, and she broke the girdle.
I don't remember it being a girdle.
She's like, stop.
Oh, and that's the cruise.
The two of them boys are from Arthur. Remember that BBC show where there's magic and one's the prince and one's the magician guy, magic guy?
Mm-hmm. No.
That was strong. No.
Well, I think it's a British show because it airs on BBC 4. That's
and the frame rate gets weird sometimes. I think they forget to put it back down to our frame rate and they leave it at a high frame rate.
You mean the people that post it legally? Those people?
No. Yeah, I do watch it legally. I really mm-hmm. do.
Yes, I watch it so that there's commercials every 5 minutes.
I know. How can anybody watch that?
3 minutes of commercials.
Well, if you watch it on demand, though, it skips it.
Not mine.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, for DirecTV, it lets you skip them.
You don't have DirecTV.
No, but somebody I know does.
Well, I don't. I have Comcast.
But yeah, Comcast won't, but DirecTV, you can just skip the commercials if you're watching it on the iPad or AirPlane.
Well, I could use, I don't, who gives a shit? I'm a skirt girdle.
Just download this shit without commercials. Oops.
I don't believe in that.
Neither.
Art's not free. That's why you donate. Yeah.
Or, you know. Right. Now listen.
What's this gonna say? Oh fuck. I'm on the VPN. I didn't mean to be. Well, I guess I'll just leave it
this
way.
It's fine, man. Leave it.
I am.
Listen, I don't have any Cheez-Its to eat. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I have Cheerios that I just
someone posted a soy candle that smells like Cheez-Its on my wall and I'm upset.
I think we should just distribute our money and go.
Yeah, okay. Right. What does the audience think?
There is no audience.
Yeah, well, there's actually 13 people today.
We get a lot of donations and then you just want to distribute the money and go and not give them anything. I'm sure that'll work out long term. That you're just like Wall Street, Madge. You want to just penny pinch, penny pinch, penny pinch. You're not thinking long term, Madge.
It's the Jews.
Oh.
It's the Rothschild family and me. It's not letting me into my hex chat.
Prayer.
Connection failed. Oh, because I'm on the fucking VPN. That's why.
Use prayer, man.
I have to get off the VPN.
No.
Well, I can't prayer. Get in the hex chat. Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah.
Yeah.
You're not.
I can't hear you over the fucking bag.
Does Hex Chat not let you in if you're on a VPN?
I don't know. I use IRC Clown.
Me too. It's A++.
I fucking hate fucking web based.
There's an app. It's an app for the phone.
The phone?
I'm not using an app for a phone.
Please.
Good Christ.
What is it called again? IRC Clown.
Mm hmm.
N-wordy, Ann, and Andy. Limited trial, $5.
You don't pay $5.
I don't fucking know. What is it? Freenode? Is that the one we're using?
Mm-hmm.
For fuck's sake.
You want to play with my Freenode?
No.
What?
No.
What do you mean, no?
What is it, just yeast?
How am I supposed to get off if you don't play with my Freenode?
Okay, will you op me? It's supposed to auto-op me, and it's not.
You have to log in, then, with your, like, Nick server or some bullshit.
Oh, I forget how to fucking do that.
I know, it's so archaic, it's amazing.
Because you have to put your password in plain text.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it MSG, Nick server, and then the password?
You use the same password for everything, right?
No, is it MSG, Nick server, and then the password?
What?
I use one password. Is that?
Why don't you ask the stupid cunt who set it up? What's her name?
Giger Tigger just did it, so fuck off, you useless snatch.
I know.
You can't just answer the question. You can never just answer a goddamn question.
No, because I'm just a little girl.
God damn it.
I don't know anything. I'm just,
Dee Dee sent me a text message just on my way home. Christian passed away yesterday in an accident in Las Vegas. The problem is I don't know who he is. He was 22.
You should say, is that the one that said, what's this?
It says, rest in paradise, Christian Dewanan. Dewanawan. Dewanawan. That's Christian Dewanawan.
Dewanaswala.
Stowers Jenkins. God, we lost Christian Dewanawan, Stowers Jenkins, and Bobby Christina on the same day.
And you know,
same reason.
Back in the day when I used to name my duty.
Yeah.
Some of them had the last name Jenkins.
Why did you stop naming your chairs? You're the bitch.
I don't know. I used to record every D in the morning.
That was great.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
But you'd get so mad if not enough people commented on them.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. I'm lost.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Was that for Bobby Christina? You know, the first concert I ever went to was Genesis, in 1980 something.
I thought they were a Christian band, but it was only that one song.
There was a fantastic concert. They had a really cool light show with their thing.
You know that song I'm talking about?
No.
It's like Jesus Loves Me or something.
I do not remember. Jesus Is a Friend of Mine, that one? That thing that was on the internet? You heard that, right? It had like 5 million views.
Genesis, Jesus.
Do you know that one I'm talking about?
No.
Jesus Is a Friend of Mine.
That's, I love that song.
That's where my face pic is. My current profile pic is from that. Did you know that?
It is?
Yeah. They only show her. I'm in that video, but they only show me for one, like, frame. It was so hard to catch because I'm so ugly. Yeah, I'm in it.
It's horrible.
You have to watch really carefully, though. I wanted to hate that video because it has 5 million views, but then I'm like, wait a second, I'm in this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in
this. Did you get a link back?
No.
Sorry, y'all.
That faggot Reagan's in the audience, which means we're going to get bossed around by her. Do this. Call this person.
You should get her mom to give us some money.
Yeah. Reagan, give us your mother's number.
I mean, his mom was on Arrested Development. I'm sure she has a lot of money.
Lucille Bluth. Well, let's call the other one that was on there, Liza. She's got some money, too. She works like crazy. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Girls?
Yeah.
Hello?
School?
Girls.
Girls' school?
4.
I can't wait to get some cereal. I'm waiting, though. Wait till you get me. Wait till you get to hear me eat cereal later. I'm going to save it.
What kind of cereal?
Well, it was on sale at Albertson's, Cheerios.
What's in Albertson?
It's a place where me and Auntie Vera go shopping. Mm. They have round conveyor belts.
A round conveyor belt?
Yeah, it's like a table. It's cool. It's like a... It's like instead of a conveyor belt when you check out, it's this turntable. You ever see that?
You can spin it?
No, it spins that. They put a motor on. And one of my favorite cashiers got a scooter because she's so fat. So now she just scoots around.
Wait, there's a cashier with a scooter?
Yes. So now she just scoots around. You see, just see her scooting around everywhere.
Did you take a video of her?
No. So nice.
Can I paint the floor a different color?
Safety! Safety! Coming through!
So, Deborah, what's your memorial song for Bobby Christina? Or was that it? Please use auto-tune.
I don't have it set up for all that.
Well, okay, you can take your time. So what else? What else happened this week that you want to discuss? Other than
did an amazing run.
Yes, two of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one, the movies with the girls, and you know.
Oh, I haven't even posted it yet.
Horrible.
Because I have to edit out like 6 hours of tech problems.
Jealous.
6 hours of technical difficulty.
Yeah. Yeah, why is nobody chatting in the chat room?
They are.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do Jacob. I must be... Oh, you know what? I'm like in a... Are you sure? I only see Giga saying stuff.
Yeah.
Do you see other people besides him chatting?
Nope.
Yeah. I wish there wasn't such a big-ass delay on this fucking Ustream.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is there such a delay? Shopping.
It's going through servers.
Yeah, but that one thing with that Bitcoin thing.
Asians.
Oh.
It's free, man.
Did you see? I saw a funny article. I posted it on Facebook about Gigi Allen. You probably don't know who he was, but it.
The Winklevoss tween.
He's the one that. He's
you love those.
Performance artist who used to throw shit at the audience in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
And he died, and this article was... Did you read the article about him? He's going to be at that annoying... I can't talk when I'm looking at this fucking disgusting man with a vagina scrotum picture. What is this?
What is love?
Good Lord. I've just had it with this Golden Circle. Such disgusting stuff.
Why?
Bobby Christina has died.
Mm-hmm.
Rusty Weinberg met her twice. Mazel tov. Christine Jorgensen. New Ink. Oh, for God's sake. Are you kidding me? What? I know that this person did not really get in Indiana. I can't even process this. You know what I'm talking about because you commented. Is that for real? Cheryl?
I think so.
Why?
Because it's a new gay thing.
What is?
Get huge tattoos.
Of the state symbol you're from?
Yeah, it's a manly. Manly Babylon.
I don't know. Baby Jane N-word is... She's very... cool on one side, and then she does things like Tough Mudder, and this bullshit. You know, what the fuck's going on with her? Hello?
Hello?
I can't comment.
Can y'all hear me?
What are these pictures on here? Who is that?
Hello?
I don't understand what's going on. Yes, I hear you.
Oh.
What are these pictures? Who are they? What have I been looking at? I don't understand.
That's Scott's boyfriend. I think he can do better.
Stop! Don't be mean!
Oh.
Jesus Christ!
I'm sorry.
Well, she's right.
She might donate.
Cheryl, look what you wrote. Donate. Cheryl's comment. Your BF is horrible.
It's horrible.
Jesus.
Listen, not everybody.
He got some horrible disease from eating someone else's ass.
Okay, so the Gigi Allen, Shigella. Do you have Shigella yet, Cheryl, from eating shit?
That's what he has, man.
Oh. Did they like...
Isn't that horrible?
Did they like fool around or something? So is Gigi Allen at Coachella? Okay, so here's the article. I just want to read it because it's funny. Gigi Allen hologram to throw feces at Coachella 2016. Golden Voice announced this week that Coachella 2016 will close out with a bang next year as revolutionary new hologram of Gigi Allen will chuck his feces directly into the crowd. You know, because they did one of Tupac, apparently. And this is like the new hip thing to go to. But I just want to read the part where they mention...
And the Michael Jackson one. You remember that one?
Was that at Coachella, too?
No, but it was...
Yeah. You know. But I just want to read this one line. White Spiegel personally had no interest in being muddied by the likes of Allen. She looked forward to his antics leveling the playing field among the VIPs. Quote, hopefully they can program the thing to hit Jonah Hill. Crickets. I don't know. I thought it would be nice to see Jonah Hill getting hit by feces. I guess you too.
Oh, gorgeous.
Excuse me? Okay, and I have a question, because, Deborah, you're into all these celebrity shit. Is it true that Taylor Swift is friends with Lena Dunham?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that true, really, or are you just saying
that? She likes the way she smells. She was in her music video, so I guess she likes her.
Who's... Lena Dunham was in...
Her Bad Blood music video.
I've been... today I was Googling, I hate Taylor Swift, just because I hate her.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very nice.
So that guy in the picture is the one with the Coachella, or whatever that disease is called? Dudiella?
Yeah.
Shigella.
Yeah.
Shigella.
Isn't that a drag queen from RuPaul's Drag Race?
The Shangri-La.
Shangri-La.
Now, does that make you shart? Now, the sharting that I did was terrible. I went through several pairs
of panties. Maybe that's what you have.
No, I got rid of it. Shigella lasts longer. And I have not been... Well, never mind.
You haven't?
I'm not.
Lesbian.
No, I'm lesbian. I'm just... I know... Let's just say I know where my vagina is.
It looks loose.
I know, yeah. Trotsky doesn't have Shigella.
What's this?
What's there? So anyway, so I was Googling how much I hate Taylor Swift. What were you guys into this week? That was my interest. Do you guys have any passions?
Chocolate is delicious.
Chocolate. What about you, Deborah? You have any interest?
Chocolate has sea salt and almond.
Nice sound.
What brand is it?
Chocolate Love.
Where'd you get it?
One of my friends gave it to me.
I never heard of no Chocolate Love. Is that some nasty ass wall? What the fuck is this picture?
What the fuck is that? Is that his man?
Oh, for God's sake. FFS? What the fuck?
What?
Girl. He must... Listen. We need to keep our donations coming from...
Okay, he's amazing.
He's hot. Said I call and chocolate love. Here's the thing. I have something really offensive to say, and
delicious.
I know it's too soon.
Man.
But I have to say something that all the white people have been thinking this week, and I have to put it out there because the lesbian does. But don't you think maybe this will make, maybe if nothing comes out of this horrible tragedy of Sandra, what was her name?
Sandra Bernhardt.
Sandra, the one that got killed after she...
Yeah, Sandra Lee.
No, it wasn't Sandra Lee. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Sandra Lee.
What the fuck's her name? Sandra Bland. Okay, the one good... You have to see that there is a silver lining, which is that at least the blacks... At least when they change lanes while they're on the phone, smoking their cigarette, maybe they'll think twice.
Man.
Before they change lanes without signaling. Come on. I'm not the only one to think that. But let's be real.
I'm done with your grom.
Can y'all hear this? Can y'all hear this? Listen.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Oh, you hired him?
Yeah.
What kind of name is Blind on?
So, Cheryl, the thing is...
Yeah.
Just this. My point is that...
I'm offended, and I'm not listening to your grom ever again.
You know, people said... Everybody changes lanes. You know, if everybody changes lanes without signaling. No, not everybody does. I hate when people change lanes without
signaling. Well, he was driving aggressive, Madge, and he was wanting to get around her. So she
put a signal. Look, what he did was not right. It's inexcusable, and it was racist. But I'm just saying there is a cloud of the silver lining business, and that is.
Yeah, but it's not because she was black.
I'm just saying,
man. Can I give
this
you
is
some
what
advice?
I want to say.
I'm just
woman
saying that
woman.
People should
woman
signal.
Woman to woman,
that's
ma'am.
All. People ma'am. Should signal. Woman to woman,
ma'am.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop while you're behind.
People should yeah. signal while they're on the phone smoking.
Yeah,
listen.
That's all.
Just because you.
And some people
live
should
near
shout.
A place where it's mostly blacks mm-hmm. scamming people with fake vacations and time fares.
That's right. It
has nothing to do with the fact that someone didn't use a turn signal.
And she had a mattress.
Tell us more about this.
Well,
know about
do y'all think she really killed herself?
But
though?
They no, I certainly don't.
I mean, come.
But
on.
She did. You know what? You don't hear. You don't hear stuff like you don't hear that she had a half-eaten mattress.
But she didn't change lanes though. She pulled to the side of the road.
You don't hear that she did. She had a half-eaten mattress in her trunk. They don't. They don't report that. You know, and I think that's relevant.
Yeah, they didn't report.
You know.
Okay, now I got this set up. So
she was she wasn't changing lanes. You said
she was. She pulled to the side of the road because the cop was wanting to get around her,
and she didn't signal.
No, she didn't signal, but she pulled off to the curb of the road.
That's pretty lame.
Yeah,
I am. You want to buy a vacation, generic.
For Bobby Christina. Myself in the times of trouble, Mother Mary May comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me dead, speaking words of wisdom, Wanda, let it be. Let it be.
That's a Jewish song, man.
I think they should start killing Asian drivers, too, don't you?
Why? I guess
and
you
also,
gotta know the song
also,
first.
I have a solution. Like, here's they make such a big deal about these. I have a simple solution. You know, police have quotas for giving tickets and all that shit. So why not have a quota... For the number for people that you have to kill.
Yeah.
So like if you kill one black person, you have to kill a white person. You know, what's the big deal? So okay. So you pull
I
over
think
this
all
woman.
This could be solved if we just made guns illegal.
More legal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more guns.
Take away my gun.
Anyway, I'm glad we could solve this problem.
Make
my calm.
I'm Bobby. So, did we have some numbers fed in?
And we need to pray.
Yeah, I need to.
I need a Sylvia prayer. Do I have any? Prayer.
Flying and you're being patted down and then you get to your room and you have a 3 a.m. call. To get up and catch a plane, to get there to do a lecture, and then get up the next morning and do one, and then two, and then a meet and greet. Don't, I mean, whatever your job is, don't do that. Take time, you know, and that's what I do now. Instead of doing 4 and 5 and 6 a month, I'm doing 3 a month.
Cox.
And you say, oh, well, that's too much. No, it isn't, because that was the ones that killed me were the back-to-back. Get up at 3 in the morning, be there by, you know, 8, and go on stage. That's, and put your makeup on, and your fix your hair, get your clothes out. I mean, it's just murder. Then get up the next morning at 3 and go. No.
That's as close as I could find to a prayer.
No more music.
Be quiet. Don't you ruin this. Just dance, Cheryl.
Move.
Zephyr in the sky.
Oh, it's lagging. It ain't gonna work.
Where's my purse?
There's somebody, he's making whistling noises.
I want you to call Albertsons, but...
Call them.
But the thing is, they're so nice, I feel bad.
Well, we'll call them another one somewhere else. We don't want you to get
that pit in your stomach.
Let's call Auntie Vera's Albertsons.
She needs to do this song again.
Let's call Albertsons of Woodland Hills, California.
We don't want you to get a pit in your stomach, man.
Yeah.
Shut up.
We don't want to call nice people, though, really. I don't.
Listen, I have bad enough karma. Just wait till it hits you like it hits me and Griselda.
Man, what do you think is responsible for the looks?
For my looks?
My looks.
Your parents and...
It ain't just the cigarettes and the tanning.
Oh, I found it. Albertsons in Woodland Hills, California. This is Auntie Vera's Albertsons.
What am I calling okay. The price of feet. I want to buy some scallops.
I got to rehearse it, though. Okay,
chopped kale.
Hold on. Don't do it again.
I need the price of chopped kale.
I'm just going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. You can write it down.
Hello.
I made a smoothie with my kale, my frozen fruit, and my, don't tell them I made my own fermented, what is that shit called? Kefir.
Well, what do you think, man? It was a kefir that made
Yeah, because I'm sure because I had the rest of the kefir later and it was fine.
And then you do.
I'm super careful with the kefir. I sterilize everything.
So I
did that. And then the next day at yoga, I started cramping. And then a few hours later, I had to make a fart, and I farted, but duty came out. What?
But the thing is this.
I can't remember all this.
Oh, are you doing it, or am I doing it?
I thought Deborah was doing it. But you can do it. Well, this is a duty call, so I guess it should be Cheryl.
Well, if I do it, I'm going to, you know, sing it.
No.
Yeah. No. I ate some bad kale, and it made me duty.
Okay. I think maybe Deborah, I mean, or Kale, I think since this is a duty call, Deborah should do it. I mean, Cheryl should do it.
Yeah.
Because she's the duty.
Are you going to play the duty at some point? Your duty?
No, I don't really have my duty edited properly.
Why?
Okay, let me work on that now real quick.
Yeah.
Where's
you,
that?
You need it for Phil, at least.
God, not Phil again. Oh, Jesus. Now you're putting porn in the chat room. Come on.
Duty is forever. Nice. Duty won't ever leave me. Duty and feces inside me.
Scrotum.
Duty at night when I cry. Duty is forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah.
Where's the fucking thing?
Sorry, you made me think of a song.
Hang on, I gotta edit this kale. Hang on.
Is that what you were playing, Madge?
I don't remember what I was playing. It's called Facts of Life. That's why I played it.
Oh, I thought you were playing this.
Oh, I love that song. Such a good album, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, just the one hit wonder. I hate the world today. They're so good to me. I know that I can change.
I hate that song.
What?
I hate that song.
No, it's so good.
You and I, we have like opposite musical tastes. Can I leave the ugh in?
Innocent and sweet, Phil. Yesterday I cried. I must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can't understand how you would be so confused. I don't envy you. A little bit of everything all rolled into one.
Girls.
I think Phil would like that.
Phil would like anything.
Wait, I'm getting to the next one now.
This Bad is... Kale. It's 98 fucking degrees outside and you get dehydrated. Pew. Bad kale.
Yeah.
I was really getting you. Oh. Pew. God. Usually I like my own dog.
Oh.
My house. My home. My home. My home. My home. My home. Check it out. You like your stuff is crazy. I do it on the day. Treat me really nice. They buy me all these ice. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Madonna, Karen Carpenter be staring. All the money got me going for. My arm's hurt.
Does it ever end?
Maybe.
So there's really just two sections. They're not that long.
Lord.
Oh,
it's making
me nasty.
I love that.
Now,
I know exactly how that feels, man.
Cheryl's
fapping. I'm not supposed to talk.
If you get bad kale, it is bad.
Kale is bad.
Oh, that didn't sound. That ain't normal. Oh, man!
That would be so good combined with my trumpet D, man.
Okay, let's do that then.
Ugh. It hurts. Madge, I hope that's not you. If that's something wrong, honey. I mean, you need a colon transplant.
I'm gonna pull my breasts aside. I'm not ashamed of my stomach. Now look at there. You don't have that right there. You see, that's dangerous. Because I'm fat around the heart. It's hard for me to breathe, you know, and this is just dangerous.
Did you see this Deborah Vogue video outtakes? Never before seen.
Oh.
I hope it's a joke. I really do, because I could use that. Oh, I bet it's not. I bet it's real. Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir is so much better than Vogue. You have to admit it, right?
No.
Pinot Noir. Caviar. Oh, forget it. I am going to bookmark it, though. Pinot Noir, dance floor. Pinot Noir. Did Jesus have abs?
Not when they stabbed him out.
Really?
Have him out.
That's not very Christian of you. Hey, we're supposed to call Albertsons. What is wrong with me?
Was blessed with.
Cheryl, are you ready for Albertson?
What am I saying?
I'm trying to get this sound.
I told you what happened.
How did my level sound?
Fine.
Did it sound dancey?
Yeah, but I thought Cheryl's doing it.
No, she is, but listen. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I want to have it so when it starts going sour, I can lead in and do, okay. You know. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of my face.
Yeah, that works. That works. Okay. We're good.
Okay. Got it, Randy.
Excuse me.
You can use the name Madge or Vera. I mean.
Sorry.
What?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and try your call again.
How dare they?
3-0-5-1-5-3.
They can't. We've never even called them. How could they block them?
I got call ideas, too.
Does somebody who listens to Andy Vera know if her Albertson's closed? Anyone?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and try your call.
Oh, this is upsetting. Let's try to find another Albertson's.
Okay, let's find one in California.
Somebody
found me a number of junk
services.
What? Jesus. Wait a second. Why are they closed? How come they're closed?
Cheryl, don't honk at all, honey. I need a hit too, baby. Give me that chiffon.
Alhambra.
Whatever happened to her? Is she still calling you?
Who?
No, remember remember when we chatted probably decided we weren't going to call her no more because it's sad.
But she was like calling you every day.
She was. She stopped, I guess, when she realized it was over.
Albertsons.
Oh.
Fucking bitches.
Thank you for calling Albertsons. How can I help you?
Hi. I had some kale that I had purchased, and I'm not sure if there was something wrong with it, but it gave me the most horrible diarrhea when I used it in a smoothie, and it had a strange smell. Is that normal?
What did you get?
Kale.
What did you buy?
Kale.
Yeah. Okay, no, that should have been not normal. Let me connect you to my manager and you can talk to her about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should have been not normal.
This is me. Hang on. What did they... Deborah, you said it. Hey, Deborah.
She must be rehearsing. Why?
What am I doing? Hello?
The manager. We're waiting for the manager.
What? Cheryl was saying my name.
She wants you to finish the call.
Why?
Because she chickened out.
I'm not doing nothing mean.
Oh, Cheryl has a stomach ache from it, apparently.
dum de dum de dum 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 de dum de dum. I got a chicken that you won't touch.
This come. I mean, it may not be the same store, but it's the same company that made me duty for a day. They deserve it.
Chicken, 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 ba 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 ba.
Albertson, can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, Albertson, can I help you?
Yeah, I was on hold, honey.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I said I was on hold.
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Is this the manager? It was about the kale I had. I had bought some kale. It was bad. It smelled like feta cheese, and I ate it because I thought it was supposed to smell like that. My boyfriend got home. He said, honey, that kale's ruined. Don't eat any. I said, I already ate some. And then I went to the Starbucks, and honey, it was a bad experience around.
Did you have your receipt? Did you want us to exchange it? You want another one?
Well, does kale normally smell that way?
I don't think it does.
Yeah, because my stomach is just torn up.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I could refund your money on the kale, give you another one, or how would you, I really apologize for that.
Maybe a coupon.
What was that?
I'm sorry. My stomach is bad, honey.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to call the store director tomorrow morning?
It just didn't go well with my Truvada.
However you like, I can replace it, give you another one.
I don't want no more kale. No more. I can't. Not have no more. I can't. I don't want kale, honey.
Okay. If you want to, just when you get a chance to come back in, come in and we can refund it for you.
Honey, might be some Charmin. I mean, I'm 4 packs of Charmin, honey. I'm on a fixed income. Maybe if I bring it back, you could just give me some Charmin. Could we do it like a swap, an even swap for a pack of Charmin?
And where will you be coming in?
It's too late now. I'll be in tomorrow morning. I'll have the car. My husband will be home from the oil.
Okay, then tomorrow when you come in, all you have to do is ask for Mike Salinas.
Mike Salinas, okay.
Yeah, and there should be no problem.
And then he'll swap it for the Charmin?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, honey. I appreciate you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hey, ma'am.
Ma'am?
She gone.
Shit.
The duty. I was really
lucky. Deborah, that was actually pretty good.
The Charmin. Nice. The Charmin. That was funny.
Charmin. Now, the Charmin idea was, who was this land?
Was
Giga. I know. That was Ray Razul Dolce.
Oh, was that from the chat room? That was funny.
But I wanted to do that for.
I like.
That's customer service.
Okay, I got a call for you. I made this while I was at the School for Girls.
So, who are we calling?
It's this restaurant in California.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, you're going to call it, okay? And you're going to, ask what kind of chicken products they have.
Chicken? Where's that number?
I'm about to post it. Give me a second.
All right, bitches.
Now, it's a Harbor Restaurant and Lounge. And so we're going to call and you're going to ask about the chicken. What kind of chicken plates they have. I mean, what kind of chicken, dinners you have. Now, don't get dirty. And then you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to be in. And then you're going to tell them, now you like your chicken medium rare.
All right.
And this is a lead into your song?
No. And I don't know, it made me laugh when I thought about it, because I thought about Cheryl ordering medium rare chicken, and people were like, we can't do that.
Are they going to do the plan and a pan, I got a chicken and my man, or whatever that song is?
No.
You know that song. You used to do it on your grums.
I got a pan. I got a pan. I'm gonna fry this chicken in my hand.
Isn't that a black
one? And then if they're like, man, we can tell them you can't eat cooked chicken if it's overcooked because it makes your stomach.
Harbor Restaurant and Lounge.
Am I calling now? You ready?
Yeah. Why?
It made me laugh when I thought about it. It might be a good
That's
idea.
That's sick. Someone said 3 years ago.
Shotgun.
Hello, Harbor Restaurant. How can I help you?
Hi, I was wondering what kind of chicken dishes you have.
What kind of what dishes?
Chicken.
Chow fun? For chow fun dishes, we have a...
Okay.
Chicken, beef, pork, house.
Okay. Okay. How much that costs?
It depends on which one.
Okay, how about, and do you get, can I have it a medium rare?
For the meat?
Yeah.
The meat are, it's already cooked, I wouldn't say it'd be, I can't get it rare, but.
Okay, the chicken.
Yeah, the chow fun?
No, chicken. Chicken.
Oh, the chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of chicken do we have?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
We have, like, sweet and sour chicken, almond chicken, sesame chicken, vegetable chicken.
Okay, and can I get that medium rare?
They're all cooked, so, I mean, you can't really get them medium rare. Okay. Did you want them, like, soft, or...
Yeah. Okay. So it's, like, pre-cooked, so you can't, you know, not do it
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much for your help, honey.
No problem. Have a good night.
Okay, that was hilarious.
That was retarded. Okay.
I don't get... What,
how fun.
Next time they'll ask if they allow Dalmatians.
What?
Donations, Dalmatians. Who was the one that thought you said Dalmatians when you were asking for donations? Oh, that was the... That's another... I was listening to that also when I was in my... My
the creepy guy.
Yeah, I was listening to that My Kale Delirium, like all 6 hours of that fucking shit.
Which one?
And I was like, one. He's like, Dalmatians? Why are you talking about Dalmatians? And then he's asking all this weird ass shit about a baby? Oh, and how it eats a baby's face off or something?
Oh, that shit was crazy.
And I'm like in delirium from Kale Duty, like, what? I'm going back to bed.
Damn.
So fucked up. Okay, now this one's a steakhouse. So you ask?
No.
Yes.
You do it, you stupid
No, this
cunt.
Is the last one.
I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay, fine, I'll do it. Lazy bitch.
Brother Steakhouse, can you help you?
Hi.
Hi.
What kind of specials y'all got for the steak special?
No, we don't have any specials tonight.
No, I'm saying, like, I'd like to get one of the steak plates. Hello?
Get one of the what?
I'd like to get one of the steak plates.
You want to make an order to go?
Yeah, but I had a question. Do y'all have chicken?
Yeah, we have grilled chicken.
Okay, I wanted to get, instead of the steak, I wanted to get, like, a grilled piece of chicken instead of the steak. You know, with a potato, loaded baked potato.
Well, all we do with our potatoes is they have chives and sour cream and butter.
Okay. And so I'm wondering...
Are you going to make a to-go order?
I might come in. I'm not sure yet. I wanted to call ahead. But the thing is, on the chicken, I want it medium rare like the steak. Now, my husband's going to want his well done, but I want my chicken medium rare.
Okay, I think they just cook the chicken one way. They just cook it done.
Yeah, I can't eat it done, honey. I didn't forgive you,
though. Okay. Well, I mean, I'm sure...
Can you ask the chef about it being medium rare?
All right, hold on 1 second.
Okay. No. None of that.
Huh.
None of that at all. And I don't want any kale.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Hello? No! Horrible.
What the hell else are we going to listen to?
Nothing. That ain't normal.
It is around these parts.
Lord, how long? I'm the tank.
Hi. Yeah, they said they could. They'll try to do it. They usually cook it done, but they could try to cook a medium rare for you.
Yeah, because I like it a little pink in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm going to be in. It's going to be Helga Higgins.
Oh, just come on in.
Party
now.
For two.
All right.
Oh, I don't need a reservation.
No, you can just come on in at this point.
Okay, thanks, honey. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Wait, Deborah, I don't understand. What is this obsession with yours ordering medium rare chocolate?
So that she can get some kind of foodborne illness, sue them, and then get money.
So there's going to be a follow-up?
Are they still on the phone? Okay.
So there's going to be a follow-up? Mm-hmm. Deborah? Deborah?
Deborah, you're dead.
She's gone. Deborah.
I had it on mute because I was laughing.
Laughing at what?
They cannot do that legally, Madge. That's illegal.
It is?
Yeah, but I don't...
You asked for it, though.
I mean, I know it's illegal. I get that. But I don't understand why you find it so hysterical.
It made me so... It made me funny when I thought about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're pretty special.
Yeah. Wait, but you could have at least.
Some people think about medium rare chicken. Some people make shitting recordings nonstop.
Well,
yes, everybody's different on this God green earth.
I'm just glad that Madge listened to me for once and recorded.
Dum de dum de dum da.
I didn't record the first one. I didn't record the first one, which was the worst, that made the black water.
Yeah, I think that one would be a funny one.
Imagine, were there pieces of kale floating?
No, it was just brown, brown, brown.
Looked like pieces of
lettuce.
It looked like coffee. No, because the kale was blended from the start. Oh, Jesus, not another surgical mesh. Jesus Christ.
I've seen it on the TV.
My dad asked me today, he's like, whatever happened to that lady in Chicago for your podcast? I'm like, what?
And?
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you used to be a lady in Chicago. I'm like, yeah, I still do it. He's like, you used to do that a long time ago. I'm like, I still do it. I do it like twice a week. He's like, oh, well, does it work Can you transfer it from Chicago to here?
Can you make money so we can stop paying your fucking bills?
No, well, they haven't been. That's the problem.
Your why don't you being recorded for quality
why don't you help out, Cheryl?
Thank you. Megan Fox.
Shut her up fast, didn't it?
Calling Pulaski and Middleman. Please note that this call will be recorded for quality and training purposes.
I love that name.
Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Melman.
Thank you for calling Pulaski and Middleman. This is Uganda. How can we assist you today?
Okay, hi, Uganda. So I'm calling. I saw this on the TV, and I've got this this thing inside of me, Miss Uganda, and it is like a like I don't know if you've ever used like open a can of tuna fish and thrown it against a screen door, but that's basically what this mesh looks like, and it's very painful, and it smells, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, so is there a name for something? Because do you have like a hernia mesh, a hip or knee implant infection?
Were
you taking
wrong.
Any medication?
I've got a prolapse, vaginal mesh. I had a drone accident. Somebody was flying a drone. And it crashed into my abdominal wall.
So do you have the sorry to interrupt you, but do you have the transvaginal mesh? You say you have the transvaginal mesh?
Of course, yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's in my wall. One moment. Dando, yeah.
Okay, is this your first time calling?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Okay, you have reached our new client department. Please allow me to take a message and have your call returned. To get started, may I have your first name?
Pink goo inside of me. Is that normal?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I don't have that information. You've reached the overflow call center for the new department. So what I do is just take your...
What's this?
I'm not an attorney, so I can't, and I'm not a doctor. Okay. I'm not allowed to speculate. But what I do is get your information, and then we'll have someone call. May I have your first name?
Is this confidential?
Yes.
Esther.
I'm going to be asking you a lot of questions, ma'am. Are you going to be able to give them to me?
I think so. Sylvia.
So can I? Is that S as in Sam, Y, L, D as in Victor, I, A?
That is correct, ma'am.
May I have your last name?
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Yep.
May I have your last name? Hello?
Burgles.
Okay, ma'am, I'm sorry. I don't understand. Burgles. Can you spell that?
Burgles. B-O-E. G-E-L-Z.
C-E-L who?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mama. I'm sorry. Maybe you can try your call again when somebody can help you out, okay?
B-O-E-W-E-R-G-E-L-Z.
E-R-G?
E-L-Z.
LZ?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say LZ, Sylvia?
Correct.
So I have B as in boy, O E W U W E R G L Z as in zebra.
Mm-hmm.
May I have the best number to reach you at?
Sure. Just moved. So let me see here. 4330.
4330?
Mm-hmm. Now, is someone going to help me about this? Sorry about it. This dog.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
So, Miss Sylvia, again, all I'm going to do is take your information.
Do you take Obamacare?
What I do is I take your information, and then I have one of our, and then I have one of our, ma'am. Ma'am?
Yeah. Damn it.
Due to no response, I am disconnecting this call now. Please call your call again later.
I need you. I need your help. This is missing Boom.
Ma'am, I can't help you if you're not on the phone.
But I'm on the phone right now.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time. I have your number. It's 713-343-4330. Is there an alternate number you can be reached at?
What? Is there an alternate number that I can be reached at? No. I mean, that's probably the best one.
Do you have an email address?
Yes.
Do you want to give it to me?
Okay. Bloated lesbian Jew at gmail.com.
Okay.
That's my friend's email address. She usually forwards the emails to, you know, she prints them out.
Okay. No worries. We're going to skip the email address, okay?
Okay.
One moment. Do you mind if I place you in brief mode?
No, that's fine, honey.
Thank you.
Honey?
Sounds like he's how many years away? Did he think he was there? No, where? Maybe I'm gonna say. Dude, you never even said hi ever.
Okay, Miss Sylvia, thank you for holding. Now I have all your information. I'm going to forward it to our main office. Thank you for calling and have a nice day.
Thank you, honey. Bye, honey.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Damn.
Feels.
Man, she didn't know how to handle it, and she probably was like, "Supervisor, I got this thing on the thing. What do I do?"
When she heard lesbian, she's like, "Nope."
No, blow the lesbian.
Call her back. Call her back. I want to do it. I want to try it.
Call Phil and be done.
No, I want to try it.
Why?
I want it because I want to use my email. Come on.
Fine. Oh, don't use that racist email.
Your call is being recorded for quality purposes.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Pulaski and Middleman. Please know that this call will be recorded for quality and training purposes. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Thank you for calling Pulaski and Middleman. This is Yvonda. How can we assist you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I just seen the thing on the TV. I wanted to call for, I said to call for more information.
Okay, for which medication were you taking?
I'm on Chloraflex and Flozane, Neoprene. There's some few more.
Okay, one moment, please. Okay, please allow me to gather your basic information and have one of our legal team members return your call.
Okay.
Now give me, now name a couple of those that you were just naming off for me.
Flozane.
How do you spell that? Okay, we'll just try to spell it out. Give me another one.
Let me just get, you think I should get them?
Sure, if you have them next to you.
Let me look here. I'm going through my pill bag.
Okay, what device are you seeking help for? What injury?
I have had Risperdal. I've had a double hip mastectomy.
Okay, the Risperdal. Okay, I have that here, so that's all we need right there.
Okay.
Is this your first time calling?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Have you or a young man you know taken Risperdal and developed female-like breast growth?
I didn't realize it's going to be so personal, but yes.
Yeah, it's going to be really personal. Are you comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. Are you calling for yourself or someone you care about?
Myself. I'm also on ammonium perchlorate, right? Nitrous oxide, chlorine pentafluoride, nitrogen tetroxide. I'm looking at the back of the list.
Okay. Are you under the age of 30 when you started taking the medication?
No.
You were over 30?
Yes.
Okay.
And like the breasts,
one moment.
They're, you know, they've swollen, the areola area is very itchy and red. The hip joint from where the operation in the vaginal mesh has also is inflamed. It's more of a scaly. It doesn't really pus, but every once in a while it forms like a blister. I can look and let me move my breasts aside and I can see. It's just red.
Sorry for interrupting, but have you or someone you know, you had the transvaginal mesh implant surgery?
Yes, myself.
Okay, and was this procedure for a man or a woman?
I'm female.
Okay.
Naturally.
Was this procedure?
Not what the guy, you know what I mean? I just, you know, there's a lot of those freaks out there becoming quotations woman. That's not a woman. I'm just saying, you know, God made a woman.
Yes, he did. So when did you have your procedure done? Was it after 1999 or before 1999?
Before 1999. I had it done in 83.
Okay, I'm so sorry, but unfortunately, we only file claims for transvaginal mesh surgeries that are after 1999.
I thought you said the first procedure. That was the first time they replaced it in 2004 when they replaced it with the newer stuff, and it still got inflamed.
Was the mesh or bladder sling implanted for pelvic organ prolapse?
Yes.
What complications are you experiencing? You said infection, correct?
Yes. Smell.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. So I'm sorry to hear that. So have you had an additional surgery to repair or remove? That was when you did it in 2000.
I've had multiple non-donations to a podcast. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
That's okay. When was your last surgery?
My last surgery regarding this?
Yes.
Just in general? 2011.
Well, okay. Thank you, and may I have your first name, please?
Laura.
L-A-U-R-A?
Yes.
And what's your last name, Miss Laura?
Carter. C-A-R.
C, as in Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, see it, Carton, T-O-N.
C-A-R. T-U-R-N, Stigger.
You want to spell that Stigger?
Huh?
You want to spell the other part to your last name? I have Carter.
I'm confused.
We'll keep it at Carter.
No, my last name is Carter.
So I have that C-A-R-T as in Tom,
U-R-N
as in name.
I said Sticker, honey. No, that's not my name. I'm sorry. My daughter walked in. I was like, what do you mean my other last name? Okay, you got Carter as my last name. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, Laura Carter.
I do.
Okay, thank you. Honey, look, I'm going to shut this door. I'm on the phone now. Let me get this done. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was going to take
worries.
As long as she came in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just a few minutes longer. May I have the best number to reach you at?
Yes. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
949-388-3633.
Okay, I have 949-388-3663.
Yes.
Okay. Is there an alternate number you can be reached at?
Yes. 404-209-9393.
I have 404-209-9393. Is there an email address you would like to provide as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Laura Rebel Flag Girl at gmail.com.
Okay, can you spell? Okay, I need, after Laura, I need the spelling of the rest.
Rebel, R-A-B-E-L, Flag,
mm-hmm.
Girl.
At Gmail?
Heritage at gmail.com.
Heritage. So that's E-R-T-A-G, heritage at gmail.com.
Yes.
You bitch!
Don't even play it. Like you, she hung up.
What the fuck?
Oh, what?
Did you hang up, man?
No.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I didn't.
She heard Rebel Flag, and she saw that this was the same number that this woman called before, and she was done.
We got that
she
Ted Cruz number.
Bloated lesbian was the Jew at Gmail. She said, no, no, no. Yep. Okay, let's call Phil and have it be a day. Or we get
Ted
enough donations
Ted
to even call Phil, man.
Ted Cruz.
Call Phil.
Man.
Ted Cruz.
What?
Do we get enough donations to
call
him?
I sent the Ted Cruz number. You need to contact friends. Let's all be different people, though. Come on.
I can't. I don't have money. What? He just fucking hung up on us. Fucker.
I'm on the edge of Barney.
Don't you hate when you have a Sunday and it's like you have to do a bunch of shit Monday that you don't want to do? Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, this is Sarah from the Donald Trump campaign. I wanted to know if you were going to pledge your allegiance to Donald Trump in 2016.
Yeah.
And what are the reasons, if you don't mind me asking, what are the reasons you would like to vote for Donald Trump?
I don't like anything about Donald Trump. He sucks.
And what are the reasons? Who are you going to vote for, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not a Republican. I hate the Republicans.
What are you, if you don't mind me asking? This is a Fox News poll.
I'm a registered Democrat.
You do realize that under the Democrats, they're going to allow gays to marry, correct?
They're going to have what?
Institutionalized gay marriage.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. All I care is the Republicans are going to ruin this country.
Sir, that is not the case.
They don't do anything. They don't work with us in the Congress. Stop them.
That is not the case, sir. The Republicans are... We are here for you, sir.
No, they're not. They're a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's the test.
I don't want to talk politics anyway.
Yeah, you want to play with my pussy?
What?
You want to play with my pussy?
I can't hear you.
You want to play with my little button?
Come on, honey, talk to me.
You want to play with my pussy?
Do I want to play with your what?
My pussy? My vagina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty mink.
How about your pussy, honey?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You can spread your pussy right
now
open.
It's free.
Atta girl.
With the sound of music.
Sorry, Deborah.
You suck my cock, honey.
My pussy, I want to suck your cock for a thousand years.
Goodbye.
Baby.
Goodbye.
Baby, you know I like singing to you, baby. Baby, I want you to fuck my pussy.
Deborah, you really?
That was amazing.
I shouldn't have told Deborah I like her songs, because now she's going overboard.
Yeah.
The hell's a lie.
She's never gone overboard before.
Fuck my
pussy. Damn. Now you fucked it.
Call her back.
No.
He'll answer. Mm-mm. I've called him on my personal phone by accident before he answered. Oops.
Who that?
Oh. Reagan said a new lady is at...
The mailbox of the person you are calling is currently full and
that's
cannot accept new messages.
When somebody posts in the chat room.
Yeah. Non-vetted numbers, as usual.
Mm-hmm. He's got more cream, Madge. He didn't come yet. He's going to answer.
What?
Well, he goes from killing the gays. Now all of a sudden he likes them.
You talked him into hating the gays. He never hated the gays.
Oh.
And why do you want him to be a Republican?
Yeah.
There he is.
Great idea to convince.
It's no, it's not hilarious.
Stupid.
for calling Several Sources Shelters, Airmount House. If this is an emergency, please call 1-800.
This doesn't fail.
That was no abort.
Oh.
It's a new way to answer, though. I guess it's just sending us to all different...
Chat room, if you want more calls, you come on. Give us some call numbers.
Time for bed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling Several Sources Shelters in Mount House. If this is an emergency.
Count to Monet?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm tired.
You want to call Andy on the oxygen machine? Who said that?
No. It's not nice.
Cheryl. That sounded like Deborah.
Yeah.
I know.
I sing so bad, the birds fly away.
Just like a one-winged dove. Oh, you know what, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
That and Deborah, because you watched Humans too, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I just said that. The Studley robot that fucks that policeman.
Oh, yeah,
wife,
that picks her up.
He looks like Wanda Wisdom when she was, like, super young and hot.
Yeah, I guess so.
I see a strong resemblance. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Cheryl, you sound like a fucking retard again. What are you doing?
What?
You're just, like, in some la-la land. What are you doing? You're just like, all right.
Horrible Grom.
Horrible you.
I didn't even get my mesh fixed. Screen door.
Her name really was Uganda. I mean, I thought we were making fun of her.
I don't think it was.
Uganda kills gays.
Yeah.
She's the one.
Oh, and Obama went over there in Kenya and was like, don't be mean to gays.
He didn't go to Uganda, did he?
Kenya.
Oh. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Anonymous, $20.09. Anonymous, same anonymous, $48.25.
Oh.
Pickles, $9.99.
Oh. Thank goodness.
I forget. Anthony, what? Wasabades. $9.41.
Whoa.
Joshua V. $4.55.
Oh.
Justin. $4.55.
Wow.
Jason P. $9.41.
Well.
Oh.
David M. $4.55.
Yes.
Baby Jane N word, $28.83. Sorry about your tattoo though. Auntie O. Seriously. Auntie O. $4.50. Pickle, $10.
Whoa.
Now, that's it. But wasn't there another one?
When did you start?
There was a big one, though. We're missing a $75 one.
Yeah, when did you start, man?
I started at the last
payout.
Payout, which was July 19th. You said there was a $75?
Yeah.
From who?
From, Matt. Am I right, Cheryl?
What?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Am I right?
I think there was wasn't there a donation from the other thing that,
Yeah.
Jason
No, you've already did that. No,
I think there were two of them.
Cheryl.
I thought there was a big one from...
There was a big one from Matt.
The big one from Matt was for Trotsky's dog food.
No. I'm not talking about that one. There was a $75 one for somebody.
Cheryl. Let me check the other thing, because I think it might have been on the Chase thing.
Hang on. No, because you've already gave us...
There was another one, I'm pretty sure. Hang on.
Cheryl.
Don't chew me down.
It doesn't
matter. Cheryl, you don't remember the big one? Wasn't it 75?
Yeah. Hold on.
$1,000.
I'm being serious, honey. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Hang on.
Ain't enough money for doing all these grunts.
Oh, eat me.
Nobody said you had to show up to the party.
Let's see. Activation code. Because I'm on the fucking VPN. Jesus Christ.
Don't fuck with me, fellas!
Okay. There was a second donation for $50 from Jacob. That must be what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But it was from the Chase thing. That's why it wasn't on the PayPal.
You lied.
I thought we already did the $50.
Are you listening to me? There were two donations for $50 from Jacob.
Oh.
The first was on 7/18. The second one was on 7/23. And he wrote, this is a down payment to keep... Rachel Korn, off the show. Sorry, I know she's your friend, but her voice...
I thought there was two big donations.
Read that message again.
No, that's horrible. I thought there was one from Matt. Now, I know Matt gave you the 50, but I thought Matt also did a 75.
Okay, ask
was
Matt.
Maybe it was last week? I don't know.
Ask it's Matt. I don't see it on here. I'm sorry. But I have to read.
Wait, is Ma Petite not donating anymore? Ban her.
Oh, stop. Okay, I have to read Jacob's message because he gave us $50. We have to read it, and then I'm going to read the other messages, and I'll look again for Matt.
This is a down payment to keep Rachel Khan off the show. Sorry, I know she's your friend, but her voice and annoying as hell personality is responsible for the rise of AIDS. True story.
So he says it's her fault of the AIDS. The AIDS. Okay, let me just look again. No. Matt Peters gave 75, but that I already paid out. He gave 75 on July 16th.
And that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, Cheryl.
Yeah.
What's it going to be? You included the single $50 donation from...
trying to sweep...
From what's his face? From Jason, right?
Jason.
Oh my God.
The $50 mace.
I intend to stay.
I had one from Anon for $48.25. Is that what you're talking about?
No. I'm saying in addition to all the PayPal donations, there was a $50 donation from Jacob, $50 even. That's what came in on my Chase Quick Pay.
I thought you said Jason.
Oh, maybe I did. It's Jacob.
And he snorted another line.
Did you get Jacob's or not?
There you go.
Did you get Jacob's or not? Yeah, I'm just going to keep all the fucking money. This is a pain in the ass.
Hold on, my nose is bleeding.
You snorted so much, you can make pancakes.
My nose is bleeding, man. Okay, $68. And 4 cents.
You added the 50.
Yeah.
We don't need dead air.
Are you sure that's right? You added the 50 from Jacob.
That doesn't sound right, Cheryl. We had a lot of big donations.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
The second largest was $48. Third largest was 28. The other one was 20, and the rest were under $10.
Okay.
Small donations. Yeah, it's like an Obama campaign. Lots of small donations.
You know what?
You know, not a very large total.
And any of these listeners better not give one motherfucking political donation. You better donate it to us.
We're such bitches. I mean, these people give us a lot of money. We should be more grateful.
Oh, I'm the nice one.
Well,
since when?
Oh, they love me.
I'm nice, too. Yeah.
I just need to stop doing so many grums because, you know, it's hurting my voice. And who's going to pay for this to get fixed?
Well, try breathing the right way instead of that. I was telling Cheryl the other day, and she doesn't have vocal fry. She has vocal broil. She has vocal barbecue.
Scott says, my petite can afford an Amazon spy drone, but donates $10.
Seriously? He got a spy drone? Oh, I didn't read I got to read the things. So, Pickle. Oh, my God. This is such a long-ass fucking thing.
Right.
Pickle writes, if you don't like IRC, then just go fuck yourselves. I didn't see anyone else working that goddamn problem or diagnosing Madge's fucking Comcast net problems. No respect for the paying bitches. Yeah. Well, now you know how I feel. That's all I can say. And I like IRC. I just was confused because I couldn't use it with the VPN. From Baby Jane N-word. Thanks for all the good grumming lately. Love Phil's sexy talk with Rachel. And the movies with the girls. XOXO Baby Jane N-word. From Crab... Why do I keep saying Crab Vagina? Wasabades. This is to keep the school for girls open, meaning your bills. Matt Peters, Trotsky, 2 months. Oh, that was my Trotsky donation. Thank you, Matt. Pickle. Watch out, Debbie, I got your IP. Anonymous. For instructions on how to watch Penny Lupone burn to death. I told him how to make... I don't watch that episode on Penny Dreadful where Patty Lupone dies. Legally, always. Actually, I did. That was on HBO. I did, or Showtime. I did watch it legally. Not that I always don't do. And the other one says, from the same anonymous, one for everyone's holes. Oh, and then that's it. Okay, now I got to disperse. I hate
Today, I intend to stay with it.
We appreciate your devotion and
you to his grave, and now you're trying to stab me in the back? Forget it! I fought worse monsters than you for years in Hollywood. I know how to win the hard way.
Miss Crawford, we don't want any hard feelings.
What's the amount, Cheryl?
What hard feelings are.
Cheryl?
$68.04.
Thank you.
More, how do you like it? How do you like it? More.
Send more money. More money. Yeah. What if I accidentally send it to Sher? Is your icon like a black lady?
Excuse me?
Deborah's, when I put Deborah's email into my thing, it's showing up as a black woman. Is that right?
No, I don't think so.
That's weird.
Maybe, I don't know.
Did you ever have a black woman as an icon on PayPal?
You can have an icon on PayPal.
Mm-hmm. I might have changed it because it shows local people, maybe.
Were you trying to get arrested?
No.
Debbie.
Is that how I like it? Is that how you like it?
Yeah.
Deborah's a black woman.
I always have to check because it's hard to spell Wilkerson. Let me know when you both got your money. Wait. Oh, big butts.
Internal server error?
What?
I got it. Ooh.
I'm trying to withdraw the money. Internal server error.
So you got it?
Yes, I got it.
I don't see Deborah's.
I got mine.
Well, how come it doesn't show
up? How can it say internal server error?
Okay.
retarded.
That means that means
PayPal sucks.
That means their programmer's fucked up. You got to call their BronyCon, but they're probably at some conference right now. For did you see they have that fucking
for Meg Whitman?
No, there's a conference
what a
with
cunt. What a stupid cunt.
What about her?
Meg Whitman is a stupid, dirty cunt.
Why?
Cause she's a stupid cunt.
My
name. Just look it up.
Lick my girdle and all right, my
I'll look up Meg Whitman is a stupid. Okay, I have to ask one question before we go, which is, because I feel miserable about, how do you feel in the morning when you wake up, both of you?
I feel good, but I've been going to the gym and going in the gym at night too, so.
You go twice a day?
Mm-hmm, I try to.
That's why you're gaining weight.
Twice a day? How many times a week?
I've been trying to go every day, but hold on, let me see. I missed one day by accident.
What do you do at the gym?
I do the
it's a heart
elliptical. Oh, now my heart doesn't go that high anymore.
Wow.
Now it only goes to like 130.
Are you afraid you'll burn out by going every day that often?
Now, because I enjoy it right now.
Okay. I'm fat, so I can't give advice.
The watch is the reason I keep going to go, because I want to keep getting circles.
It's Pavlov. Anyway, so you feel good in the morning, Deborah?
I think so.
What about you, Cheryl?
Excuse me?
How do you feel in the morning?
PayPal fail.
That's not my problem. It says the payment's completed.
No, that's your problem.
How do you feel in the morning?
You feel like this?
Refreshed.
One more.
When it seems like nothing else will, the fresh Mountain Gone aroma of Folgers coffee can really get you out of bed.
Get the kids up.
How you feel?
Cheryl, do you really feel refreshed?
Usually.
I feel like crap in the morning.
Do you go to the gym, Cheryl?
No.
I feel like crap in the morning. Like, I feel so much dread in the morning.
Do you tan? Matt,
you haven't been using your CPAP.
I go to...
You've got sleep apnea.
I've been going to yoga. I went to yoga 5 times this week, or last week.
What's that to do with sleep apnea?
Due to her size. I don't think I have sleep apnea. I think Trotsky just gets scared when I snore too loud.
No, you have sleep apnea, and that's why you don't feel refreshed.
No, it's because I think about problems. Anyway, I was just curious. It's just I have tomorrow's like a day I have to do a lot of stuff I've been putting off, and it bugs me.
Join the rest of the world, man.
I feel like Karen Carpenter on Mondays. Deborah.
You should hang yourself.
I was watching a video of what?
I said I feel like Karen Carpenter on Mondays.
Uh-huh. Fucking City of Dreams. Yeah, City of Dreams up my fucking ass.
Oh, okay.
Well,
good night, lesbians.
Good ladies. Thanks for all the donations.
Thanks, everyone.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems here with you. nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. I need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but stop. Rainy days.
Horrible. I'm not supposed to talk.